Today's FanLUN Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight with 101 odds on either fighter landing a punch during the fight. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of the Drive underway here on Fan Run Radio. Top 4 at 4 brought to you this afternoon by our friends at Knoxville Smile. Schedule your smile consultation online today at KnoxvilleSmiles.com.
All right, number 1 today. Jacob Bronowski is reportedly joining Josh Heupel's staff. Bronowski was a former walk-on quarterback at New Mexico and will be hired as a quality control coach.
Quality control. Hopefully we have more quality and more control. We were severely lacking in both last year.
Quality and control. Yeah, Very little quality, very little control.
And I don't know that that reflects as poorly on whoever our quality control coaches were last year. I think it's more on Jeremy Pruitt, but hopefully more quality, more control this year.
Right, number 2, have you guys been keeping up with this Les Miles situation?
Yes and no. I see the headlines and I see people talking about Twitter, but I can't bring myself. I do not want to read about Les Miles, creepy old man Les Miles hitting on college girls at LSU. I don't need that in my life. But I think you're about to tell me about
it.
Okay, go ahead, Adam.
So in 2013, Les Miles was subject to an internal investigation. And pretty much what came of this was he was accused of texting female students and taking them back to his condo alone.
Oh, my God.
He also allegedly kissed one student and tried to convince her to get a hotel room together.
Oh, man.
What?
I want to kiss you.
So,
except Les Miles, we know he can't speak, right? So it's not like I would like to take you back to a hotel and place my lips upon your beautiful body. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that if Les Miles could speak normal English, he probably wouldn't be in this position. He probably would have just gotten the girl and nobody would have. But because he's so weird, probably creeped him out. And now he's seeing his good name drug through the mud. Is anybody really surprised that Les Miles, kind of a creeper? Does that surprise anybody? Really?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of surprised me when I heard it. My biggest question is, if you already have her at your condo, why would you go rent a hotel?
I thought of that, too.
Like, that's stupid.
I'm glad I'm not the only one. Yeah, exactly. It seems like a waste of money to me.
All right, so number 3, Bears tight end Jimmy Graham was involved in a rollover car accident yesterday. But luckily for Graham, he was able to walk away unharmed.
I've been in one of those. It's not fun.
These athletes need to drive more cautiously.
How many times did you roll?
Actually, I've been in two. One time I rolled, that was on Pelsippi Park, you know, out there at Solway, Pelsippi Parkway.
Wow.
That one, I hit the curb and rolled, I think it was like either 3.5 or 4.5. Ended up without a scratch on me. Didn't have a seatbelt on.
What?
I was in swear to God, was in a 40. No. My knees were kind of skint up and I was bruised a little bit, but I walked away from it. But I started off, I'd just taken my seatbelt off for a split second. You know, my massive wallet was, you know, literally being a pain in the rear end. And I went to pull it out and pulled it out. Never took my eyes off the road. And an 82-year-old man who wasn't supposed to be driving found his keys. He was living with his son and daughter-in-law and decided to show them and pulled out in front of me right out there. And I swerved, hit one of those giant curbs in the middle of the median, and then it was kaboom, kaboom. And then another time, I flipped, I think it was 2 times, like I landed back up on my tires. That one required a full-on, they had to cut the top of the car off, take me, you know, I had to go to the hospital.
Rick, let this be a lesson. Don't ask bear questions that might get long answers.
I thought we were
going to
get
top 4 at 4.
Four.
Yeah, okay. glad you made it rare. Go ahead, Adam.
Thank you, sir.
Number four, Maya Chaka. I think I'm pronouncing that right. But if I'm not, I'm sorry.
Maya Chaka.
But she will make history as the first black woman to join the NFL officiating staff next season.
Oh. So is that it? We had the first woman. We had the first black woman. Are there any other barriers to be broken? We're going to have the first trans.
First
ref,
blind man.
The first blind ref. No, I think we've had enough of those. The first Samoan. Is she a good official?
Could have you. It'd be the first functional idiot.
Is she a good official?
From what I've heard, yeah.
Good. Okay. Then.
Yeah.
More power to her. Thank you, Adam. That is the top four at four. Brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. You can check them out, KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Over there off South Peters Road, getting it done. I'm going to have to go in there for my six-month checkup here in another month or two. Looking forward to seeing those folks, making sure everything is all right with the Pearly Whites. Because when you're on radio, and when you're the only show on Fan Run that doesn't simulcast on Periscope, you want to make sure that your teeth are in tip-top shape and condition. KnoxvilleSmiles.com to schedule your appointment today. That's KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Yes, Bear.
It's a final now. Knoxville Catholic Lady Irish advanced to the state finals after winning 50-38 over the Father Ryan not fighting Irish.
William on Twitter says, Bear wants to put GQ through a table. Could that happen to have anything to do with the fact that Catholic has never beaten Maryville, or Alcoa for that matter?
Could be the fact that George is got a yellow streak down his back as wide as I-40 and very, very carefully, selectively scheduled Catholic around certain players, whether or not they'd graduated. He didn't want any part of Catholic when Amari Rogers was there. I promise you that.
Do you have a tinfoil?
Then he had his brother and his two brother-in-laws to help out his former player, Derek Hunt. The only person that wasn't holding on the play that cost Catholic the game out there was Cade Mays, who they called for holding. So all you Maryville sheep, get the hell off Twitter. Get the hell out of my life. I don't like you.
I need clarification on one thing. So they dodged Amari Rogers, but not Cade Mays. Am I getting that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Put the tinfoil hat on over the headphones or underneath your headset? I'm just wondering.
Who's snickering?
Willie is next.
He gone.
I should have known.
Oh.
Yeah, Willie ain't waiting to the top of the hour break, dude.
Willie ain't waiting.
Mm-mm.
Willie don't wait. You know those Charlie Manson t-shirts back that said Charlie don't surf? Willie don't wait. I want a t-shirt with Willie's face on it. It says Willie don't wait. 865-546-8200. Number to get on show this afternoon. All right. Resetting today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot questions. Questions, plural. How confident are you that the Vols will beat Florida on Saturday? 183 votes now cast at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. 55.2% say not very confident. Oh. 26.8% say they have zero confidence. A mere 13.7% are with us, fellas, and describe themselves as confident, while a minuscule 4.4% describe themselves as very confident. This fan base is traumatized. This fan base is reeling. This fan base is struggling. Their give-a-damn's just about busted.
You know, I think when we're looking at this game, especially on Sunday, maybe in regards to how confident people are, I still feel like Tennessee is going into games, you know, basically expected to win these games more often than they're not. And I don't know if that was the right way to say that, but I'm still confident that Tennessee can go in there. Well, it's at home, but can basically defend their home court and beat Florida because it's a talented team. You know, we're also concerned about the inconsistencies of this team, and it seems like that bites Tennessee in the behind every other game. But I'm still confident heading in that this can be a good team. And I do think that we've seen this team be a better team more often than not. So to me, that's where you get the confidence question from. That is why I went with confident, because I don't want to say not very confident. I still think that Tennessee can do this. They've shown that they have talent, they have ability. It's just a matter of stringing it together.
It's hard to believe that the team we watched, so inept, so devoid of confidence, so hard to watch at Auburn last Saturday, was the same team that we saw go to Missouri and throttle Konzo Martin's team on the road, looking as if they could do no wrong. A team that just would not let you score, and a team that could do it all from shooting the three to driving to the hoop to hitting those mid-range jump shots that we've all come to loathe so much. And that was 2 months ago. And they've gone from, you know, we've seen teams go into a funk. We've seen teams go into a slide. We've seen streaks, winning streaks, losing streaks, and everything. But I've never seen anything quite like this, where the team could look so good at the beginning of the season and so bad at the end of it. It's not like we were all amped up for the season and then they just laid an egg from the get-go. We saw what we thought we were going to see for seven games. We were ranked number four in the country. People are talking about Tennessee being a legitimate Final Four contender. Eve Pons repeating as SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer as first-round draft picks. I guess they're still talking about that. But everything we had hoped for, we were seeing it for those first seven games. And ever since then, it has just been a miserable slog. Even the wins have been difficult to watch at times.
Yeah, I thought that you put it in a really interesting way at the top of the show that kind of made me look at it in a different light. This was the most anticipated basketball season coming into a season, at least that I can remember from being here at Tennessee. I'd imagine that stretches back even further. The expectations were so high around this team. And so now to be where we're at, it's disappointing, to say the least.
Let's get D.R. Vall in here on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Good afternoon, D.R. Vall. You're on the drive.
Good afternoon, guys. It's always good to hear Rick on the drive, man. It's just like the good old days.
Like old times, right?
Yeah. You know, this basketball season is Ramsey Bolton and I'm Reek, man. I literally watch the games as if I'm Reek looking at Ramsey Bolton cutting that sausage up.
He's just wiggling it.
You're on the that X thing, spread eagle tied to the thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. In a dimly lit dungeon.
Ugh.
I dread it. It's like it's almost getting, and I hate to say this, but, you know, we talked about at the end, or basically all of football season last season, it's almost becoming a chore to watch them because it hurts so bad to watch.
Where is Sansa to save us from ourselves and Ramsey? It has become a chore to watch, and I hate that. I found myself thinking that the past couple of games that, man, this is just – team is not fun to watch, and that's frustrating. That hey, we could take losing, can't win them all. Basketball's a long season. You're not going undefeated. Nobody expected that, but to see the team really not compete in SEC games against an Auburn team that is not good, a very bad Auburn team. Bruce Pearl's one of the worst teams he's ever coached, and to see us basically just not really ever threaten them to win the game. I know it ended up being a 6 or 7 point game, but at no point did I ever feel like we were going to win.
No, me neither. I mean, our daddy had to show us who was boss, I guess. Guys, am I looking too much into it? But most of the former staff, they all went to the NFL. Do you think even Chaney's going to be put under, like, show cause or something, or is that just a coincidence?
Interesting. I've not heard Chaney being caught up in all this stuff. And remember, he was not fired by the university, right? Jay Graham is at Alabama. He was not caught up in this. So that makes me think probably not. And Jay Graham was already under a show cause, dating back to violations that he was a part of at Texas A&M. So I think that the only ones that I would be worried if I were them are obviously Pruitt, Niedermeyer, Shelton Felton. Are there any others? Those are the coaches that were fired.
And then, you know, the support staff.
Yeah, there were three support staff people that were let go as well, too. But, yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see once these FOIA requests are made and we get the transcripts of some of these interviews and stuff. I'm sure there's a lot more that's going to come to light, and I'm sure some of it's going to be quite shocking.
Yeah, I dread the phone lineup for y'all. It's going to be 1,000 people calling today. Well, guys, I'm about to head to east to God's country, and I'll be drinking the nectar of the gods tonight, Cherokee Red Ale. Y'all have a good weekend.
Cheers. Oh,
well done, sir. Well done indeed. Folks, basketball this weekend, even if you don't like the college game, even if you're struggling to watch Tennessee, one of the things that makes it all worthwhile is same-game parlay bets over at FanDuel. It's always fun finding new player props and game props over at FanDuel, and you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. We call it dun, 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 the same game parlay bet, and it's only at FanDuel. So many NBA market options to choose from. You got your player point totals, your rebounds, your assist numbers, your money line, over under point spreads. Oh, so many to choose from. And it's a great way to root for your favorite players if you want to follow some of the former Vols out there. Tobias Harris, Josh Richardson, some of those guys that are playing in the NBA today. You could do that as well. It puts a lot of extra emotion into it for you as well. Chance to put down a small bet and win big. The odds are high, which result in great payouts with your same-game parlay bets. Right now, new and existing users could get up to $25 in site credit back each day if your parlay falls just one leg short with same-game parlay insurance. You heard that right. It's every single day. That's why we love FanDuel. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to try a same-game parlay and use promo code DRIVE1 at sign-up. That's promo code DRIVE1. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. We're going to take a quick timeout. The drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up. Well, we have a follow-up edition of the docket today brought to you by the law offices of Jerry R. Givens. Bear, do you remember a month or two ago the story about Mariah Carey's sister suing her over the book, her memoir?
Vaguely remember it.
Allison Carey said passages claiming that she gave Valium to a 12-year-old Mariah, tried to pimp her out, and threw boiling tea on her were, quote, outrageous and meant to humiliate and embarrass her. Mm. Yeah, she sued for $1.25 million. Well, that's her sister. Now her brother's getting in on the act. She's being sued by her brother now. Yeah. Morgan Carey. Morgan, same thing. Says that it's defamation and emotional distress caused by her recent memoir, The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Morgan Carey, he's seeking unspecified damages, says the book falsely suggests that he was violent. He says he suffered, quote, extreme mental anguish and serious damage to his reputation.
Interesting.
Sound like they're just trying to get in Mariah's pockets, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it sounds like to me.
We should just buy him off. So the sister is suing for $1.25 million. You think this goes to, if you're Mariah and you feel like you're in the right, do you go to trial or do you just say, here's 100 grand, sign this, what do you call it? The DNA,
NDA, non-disclosure agreement.
Sign this and we're done. Never speak to you again.
Yeah. Like what is that a chunk of change comparison for her? Like, is that just nothing? Is that like a cookout meal for me?
Well, if she's done well with her money, if she's made good spending decisions the past 30 years. She's been famous for a long time.
I feel like if you can do that, just do it, right? Just get it out of the way.
I just can't imagine being, I mean, we've all got siblings, right? I just can't imagine, do you have siblings, Rick?
Yeah, I do.
I can't imagine like being at that point where you're suing your brother or getting sued by your brother. It's so sad to me.
It is. You know, sometimes you see in these celebrity families, like with the Rodgers family as well. You see serious beef from them between Aaron Rodgers and his brother Jordan.
Oh, yeah. They don't even talk. Like,
no,
Aaron Rodgers
they hate each
completely
other.
Estranged from his whole family because he was dating that gal.
Yep.
They just didn't like her.
It's not like Aaron Rodgers is a pleasant guy to begin with.
He seems like a weird dude.
A lot of people don't like Aaron Rodgers. But you do get some of these weird celebrity family, like, my sister and I would never sue each other because neither one of us have that kind of money, you know? But when you're Aaron Rodgers and Mariah Carey, you got so much money lying around, you can, you know, you probably start doing these kind of things.
Meanwhile, according to the Hindustan Times, a woman in India is seeking a divorce from her husband after finding out blank. Huh. Indian woman seeking a divorce from her husband after finding out blank. What, do you want to take a shot?
That is her brother. I'm going to stick with the whole sibling thing from one story to the next.
He killed somebody.
She married her brother.
Yes. Dang it.
Murder, Adam?
Yeah, probably of a family member.
Bear, you want to take a crack at it?
No, I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Drug lord.
She's seeking divorce after finding out that her husband is bald.
Finding out?
They wear turbans over there. It's an arranged marriage.
Oh.
He wore a turban.
Okay.
During the courtship and everything in the wedding. And they go back, I guess, to consummate the marriage. He takes the turban off. Cue ball.
We're talking all in one day here.
Well, I'm sorry, I misspoke. He kept a wig on.
Okay, see, I guess I was originally thinking the first time.
I'm sorry. Wow. I made the turban thing up. That's so stereotypical and awful of me. He's just wearing a wig. It happens in India, though. Give me a break. Come on. Don't cancel me. He wore a wig.
Just a toupee.
It must have been a pretty good wig. Like that thing Ralphie wore in The Sopranos. Spoiler alert. I had no idea.
So is this recent? Like, it recently, I guess, in close proximity to when they got married? Or did he kind of live this lie for a long time? Because if so, props.
There's not a ton of information here in the Hindustan Times. I share your questions, though, Reek.
Get better journalism.
Not everybody can enjoy the quality, in-depth investigative journalism that you and I take for granted, quite frankly, here in the United States of America.
I know.
Freedom of the press, it's a great thing. All right, that is the docket brought to you by the law offices of Jerry R. Givens. Folks, if you are in need of a good lawyer, if you're going through a divorce, if your wife has found out that you are in fact bald and she is kicking you out, kicking you to the curb, she wants to leave, she wants to take some of your stuff, it's a bad situation. Call my dude, Jerry. He will help you out. He will be there for you to protect you and your assets. Jerry R. Givens. As always, the phone call is free. The advice is free. So what do you have to lose? 801-9250. 865-801-9250. Maybe you just don't like your wife. Maybe it didn't work out. Whatever the case is, Jerry is there to help. Go online to jrglawtn.com to find out more. That's jrglawtn.com, the law offices of Jerry R. Givens, legal expertise you can rely on. Russell and Bear joined by special in-studio guest host, Ravishing Rick Butler, this afternoon here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. We are taking your phone calls at 865-546-8200, 546-8200, if you want to jump in this afternoon on the show. Tennessee, Josh Heupel hiring out his staff, putting in the quality control and graduate assistant type positions.
Maybe so.
And when we reconvene on the show on Monday, we'll be 2 weeks away from spring practice.
Golly, time flies.
I would imagine we maybe also get some kind of the second half of the introductory press conference with the rest of the defensive side of the staff maybe next week.
Well, I did see Josh Heupel tweeted today. He tweeted out an infographic with the defensive coaches. So we know this, but we haven't had that official UT football release with all the stuff on it. But we pretty much know. Tim Banks, defensive coordinator. Rodney Garner, defensive line coach. Willie Martinez, secondary coach. Brian Jean Mary, linebackers. And Mike Eckler, outside linebackers / special teams coordinator. Bear, you there? Wake up, Bear. Wake up, Bear. It happened again. Oh, my Lord. He was awake just like 2 seconds ago.
I know, we were just talking to him.
We were just talking to him.
I thought that was fake. I thought that maybe he was like... Trying to get you to hurry up or something.
I think our guy fell asleep.
I knew if it was fake, he'd have made it louder than
that.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
It was kind of subtle. So.
Yeah. Oh, man. And here's the thing. We can't even he's at home. Like, we just have to wait for him. He might not wake up. Rick, I have to go. Can you and Adam do the show by yourselves doesn't wake up?
I'm sure we can.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I feel bad leaving you. I mean, our guys
are awake.
You're now.
Yeah.
Are you all right, bud? You need some caffeine?
Yeah, but I pounded caffeine all the way home. I had a doctor's appointment today, and they had to do a little bit of light sedation. I've been fighting it since I came on.
I thought
just in the background.
I thought you just had the Tennessee Auburn basketball game on. We're watching some film.
No.
I know our
slight sedation
any second
today,
half from the football season.
It's caused me to. I'm not gonna lie, a bit sleepy still. I thought I could pull.
You
I didn't want
to
leave
get up and,
Rick hanging.
And go walk around?
Huh? I will at the next break. I promise you that.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm sorry, guys.
A tradition like none other.
Should I have just told you guys I couldn't do the show today? I knew you had to go to baseball practice. I didn't want to crap on that. It's kids' first baseball practice. So I was taking one for the team.
Minutes away from being lawn chair dad.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Is that the second or third time you've pulled a Mike Francesa on the air?
Yeah, I mean, you want me to be honest?
Oh.
I think that's the third time.
Like four or five. I did it in studio one time, and you and Chance never realized it because I have my sunglasses on.
See, I don't know if this speaks poorly on us and the quality of content that me, Chance, Rick, Adam have been delivering, or if it speaks poorly on you and your inability.
It doesn't speak poorly on me, my God, man.
I'm trying to soften the blow. I'm trying to help you out here a little bit, bud. This is going to be tough on you. They're really enjoying this.
I mean, everybody else listening and everybody else at the station would just taking the damn day off with a doctor's note, not me.
Do you miss this aspect of the drive, Rick? Do you miss this? We've had some nice pieces on the show today. We've had some good, caller segments. We've had some good hot takes. We've had some good interviews. Tony Vitello was outstanding on the show. Chris Dortch was outstanding on the show this week. We talked to Brandon Kennedy, the sixth-year senior center. Had some great pieces on the show, and all anybody will remember this weekend when people are tweeting at me or talking to me about the show is, oh my God, Bear fell asleep on the air, started snoring again.
I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I should have just taken the rest of just taken a 3-day weekend like everybody else at the station always does. Yeah, but no, I'm dedicated.
A little passive aggressive.
Surely to God, I can fight through it.
You got VR on Sunday afternoon as well, though, right?
Yeah, but I'm not getting sedated Sunday morning.
It's going to be the first thing mentioned on VR.
I want to be sedated. Where do the Ramones rank on your list of power rock bands, Bear?
I mean, they're top 10. They're kind of a niche band for me. Yeah.
You're not going to listen to a whole Ramones album, right? You're just going to song or two and you're good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that does bring the energy. Here's what we're going to do. We'll take a break here in just a minute, and we'll let you go walk around, get a little caffeine, crank out a Ramones tune or two. You could probably – how many Ramones songs can you squeeze in a 3.5-minute fan-run radio commercial break?
At least 4.
Because those songs are short.
Yeah.
And that should have you pumped up and ready to pour yourself into the final hour and 20 minutes of the show.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'm really embarrassed, but, you know, I probably should have just told you, hey, I'm going to take the rest of the day off and let Rick and Adam roll with it.
Don't beat yourself up about it now. I mean, it's over.
I was kind of happy that Rick was going to be back on. I got kind of excited, and then that only carried me for about the first hour I was back on with you guys, and then it hit me like a wave.
The adrenaline.
At some point, you guys started droning on. What segment were we doing?
Here's what I want to know. Top 4 at 4. Here's what I want to know, Bear. How much would we have to pay you to get your complete and undivided attention? If you were making Skip Bayless money, who gets a raise today at Fox Sports.
Oh, my God.
Now making $8 million a year.
I mean, if I was making that kind of money, I probably would have just called in, you know, just told you I'd see you guys on Monday. But it's a, you know, it's kind of a family thing. I thought I could fight through it. Obviously, I couldn't.
He turned down.
Past few times I've fallen asleep, Russell, have been due to doctor's appointments where they had to give me a little something to settle me down, and it takes a little while.
Don't guilt trip us. Just own it, Bear. Don't guilt trip us.
I was kind of thinking the same thing, too.
Don't put this on us.
I know.
I'm not putting it on you.
Yeah, you
guys
doing
both know what I'm doing right now.
It's okay.
You should feel kind of a little.
No. See, you're doing that.
Like
you
this.
Can't say I'm not doing that and then do that.
Well, yeah, I am doing it. Because you guys both know what's going on.
Just own it.
I'm owning it. I had some light sedation today. I thought I could fight through it, and I couldn't. And I'm glad everybody's getting a good chuckle out of it.
Butch Jones, what do you think about Bear's latest news on the drive?
I'll tell you not to put Butch
not
Jones
a,
here.
Not even a
tables.
Word.
Nobody. I'm surprised nobody brought that up yet. We have Jeremy Pruitt. No, nobody wants to put Butch Jones
like
or Derek Dooley
Eckler
through the table.
I literally said both
like
of those names.
I thought you just said Pruitt.
Oh, yeah. Took Butch
I
off
really
the list.
Would.
Gave me a win against Florida. What more can I ask for?
Caller Jamie wanted to put Fulmer through the table.
He better start working out.
Brian on the Twitter machine said JG.
It's not his fault. He sucks. He doesn't get to decide who plays quarterback last year, man.
Yeah, it just kept putting him back out there.
Exactly.
Every second half.
And hell, he played well enough to win against South Carolina, Missouri. I get it. There weren't a ton of people. You know, we were frustrated with all the passes he missed against South Carolina, but we're 2-0. We're winning at halftime against Georgia, and then he pooped the bed. And, okay, they give him another chance against Kentucky, and he crapped the bed again. At that point, you gotta make a quarterback change. Any coach worth his salt would have made a quarterback change at that point. But they kept trotting him back out there for 3 or 4 more games. So I don't know why you would want to put JG through the table when it was his idiot coaching staff that kept throwing him out there to the wolves time and time again. At a certain point, it's not his fault.
You know, most of the college quarterbacks when I was at school and watching, I mean, for the most part, it was Dobbs and JG. JG is the most controversial quarterback for Tennessee since. Do you have an answer that comes to the? Does anybody have an answer that comes to the top of their mind pretty
Jonathan
quickly?
Jonathan Crompton.
Okay.
Jonathan Crompton. People forget, but he suffered very similar criticism.
Sure.
It was very hard on him.
He got a lot of death threats, didn't he?
Yeah, he's talked about it on the air. And it's you got to keep in mind, it's different than them. I think Crompton was obviously a better player, and he had a nice turnaround at the end of his career. But at that point in time, he got the starting job in 2008. We were in the SEC championship game the previous year, right? So there's a lot of expectation. Arian Foster was the starting running back on that team. Ramon Foster was on the offensive line. Like, that team had a lot of talented players. Eric Berry's sophomore year. The team was loaded with draft picks all over the place. And so when it went bad, and Crompton didn't play well, and he'd be the first to tell you that, and there are reasons for that, but when it went bad, when it went bad this year, it was like, well, oh well. It's just another sucky year in 12 years of sucky years. But in 2008, when Crompton went bad, it was, well, wait a minute. We've been to two SEC championship games in the last 3 years. Like, this is unexpected and unacceptable. And so there was even more vitriol back then. People, there's no Twitter at that time, but I'm telling you,
still hurt.
It was just as loud, wow. And the criticism was just as intense on him.
That's fascinating. That is very fascinating.
All right, we got to take a quick timeout. The drive continues. It's Fan Run Radio. I'm going to go ahead and scoot on out of here. We'll leave you with Bear and Rick and Adam. Guys, thank you. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you Sunday after the ball game around 2 p.m. for voluntary reaction. You guys have fun. Have a great weekend. And The Drive will be back with more right after this.
All right, here we go. Back here on The Drive, 4:42 p.m. Russell is out the door. He is headed to the Little League fields. What do you think, Bear? Did you hear the conversation earlier? Do you think he's going to wind up being one of those crazy dads who is just a maniac on the sideline?
Nah. Nah.
I don't think
Russell's always trying to act like he's 10 times cooler than he is. My question to you guys is, when that starts, Adam, all you gotta do is turn the lap pod off.
You see, I didn't know if you were faking it or not, because that has happened before.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know it has. I debated whether or not to act like I was faking it, but I decided to be honest about it.
See, when you hop back on, I instantly was like, okay, he actually was faking it.
But. That was my reaction too. When you immediately said something, I was like, ah, he got us. Like, he really strung that out for a couple seconds. I think if you rolled with it, you might have. Maybe not Russell, but he might have had some convinced.
I could have, but at that point I was, you know, I couldn't figure out where, I didn't know what planet I was on. So, Bear doesn't handle any kind of sedation, whether it be heavy or light. You know that, Rick.
Yeah. I have heard.
Seen me in my natural habitat before when I'm, you know.
Seen it with my eyes. And heard it with my ear, heard the story.
I mean, I can go to sleep standing up.
And with one eye open, apparently.
Yeah, that's the weird part. My eyes weren't closed.
That is creepy.
I'm just in kind of a fugue state, so it'll take me. I'll feel like this probably till tomorrow. I'm just kind of dopey right now, so.
Well, glad you are, glad you're still sticking around. And excited to see where this next hour and 15 minutes goes.
We've got 15 minutes till tip off. Hopefully, the Color Philly will be giving us live updates.
From the campus of
Tennessee Tech is the mighty Fighting Irish of Knoxville Catholic High School. Take to the hardwood to in the first game, semifinal game, in defending their state championship trophy in basketball. So
they will be defending, and you got two prominent high schools in the state of Tennessee, right? Obviously, Catholic and NBA over there in the mid-state. Two big high schools, right?
Well, four, actually. You got on one side of the bracket, you got Catholic, NBA, and then on the other side, you've got Christian Brothers, historic program out in Memphis. They'll be playing Brentwood Academy right after the Catholic NBA game, and then the championship game will be tomorrow afternoon.
You know, I got to be there at one of the Central High School state championship wins, and that was one of the coolest things I've ever been to. Just, you know, being around the kids were so stupid excited. Kind of makes you realize, like, once you're out of high school sports a little bit, makes you realize how unique and how special it can be.
How many did your grandfather clock down there in Texas?
I believe, so my grandfather's a high school basketball coach in the Houston area. I believe he finished at 1,093. He's gotten booted off the top spot, unfortunately.
Has he?
Yeah. Got ousted.
Did you know that, Adam? Rick's granddad was a John Wooden of high school basketball here in the nation for a long time.
Wow, I'm honored to be sharing the same room with his grandson.
Oh, yeah. No information or skills or anything got passed down to me. Basketball, horrible sport for myself, but it's pretty cool.
Now, is that Pam's dad or Warren?
That would be my mom's side of the family.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so they got a lot of.
We haven't had an update on Pam and Warren lately. How are they doing?
Wow, you'll be surprised to know that they'll be here this weekend.
Oh, man, and I'm in quarantine.
I know.
It sucks.
It's funny you asked, though.
I've met Warren. I've never met Pam.
They are they're on their way. They're just coming to hang out for a week, and I think they're going to the mid-state first, but I don't know. Anyways.
I may have to pull. We'll talk after the show. I may have to pull a drive-by.
Okay.
And just socially distance meet him. So I've got to be real careful right now. But
well, you drive over to the house, and me and Brandon and whoever else is there, we will all come say hi. Guys, go ahead.
Well, no, you go on ahead. I'm assuming that you had planned for this last hour. I'm hoping Russell told you that I was having a medical thing today and wasn't going to be tip top condition. Obviously, now that I've fallen asleep on the drive for six times since I started. So
you know what,
that's a true story. They never knew I was asleep that day. I slept through an entire segment.
I gotta ask Chance about that.
He never knew. I think I may have told him after it was over. They had an interview, and I'm not gonna name the person. It's a frequent guest over the past 5 years since I've been on the show. But something about their voice is very soothing to me. And, you know, usually when they come on, I let Russell handle the interview, and then I stand up and just listen. Because if I'm sitting down or reclined in any way, I'm going to be sleeping like a baby.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. But anyways, I did prepare, luckily. You know, Russell did let me know that he was going to be leaving. So, of course, we got plenty of things to talk about today. We got one more hour in the show left, ready to send you into the weekend. And it's actually a pretty packed weekend. A little bit of basketball on Sunday, not just for Tennessee basketball, but also the NBA All-Star Game, in case that is of any kind of interest to anybody out there. That will be on Sunday as they cram the entire weekend into the span of that game plus halftime. Also, just ending of college basketball happening this weekend as all the conferences wrap up their season schedules. Tennessee-Florida will be the final SEC game of the conference schedule. That will be it for the SEC, so they'll be closing things out. But, you know, let me ask you guys this real quick. And I know that Russell asked the confident question, but this is something that I've thought about. And, you know, going back to even D.R. Vol's call, you know, he said that kind of felt like a chore to watch this team so far. I know Russell asked the question, how confident are you about this game? But I'll kind of change it a little bit. How excited are you about this game. Are you in a place where you're just trying to get through the regular season? Sunday is just another step on that road. Or are you looking at Sunday as, man, hey, I know that things have been a little tough lately. I know that things haven't really been going our way. But, hey, this is freaking Florida. This is a home game against Florida. They beat our ass earlier in the year by 26 points, and that is unacceptable. So I am excited about this game because it is a rivalry, and it is Tennessee's final chance to really gain a little bit of momentum. Where do you guys stand on that question?
I want to see us kick the crap out of Florida on Sunday, make strong showing in the SEC tournament, and hopefully, you know, somehow pull one out of our rear ends and make a decent run in the dance.
I would say I'm cautiously optimistic about it.
Ah, okay.
I've gotten excited for these things in the past, like my whole entire life, and then I've been let down. But I do think we'll win. I am excited to see if we can put any sort of a good game together before tournament starts, but we'll see.
You know what they say? It's better to have loved and lost than never lost or than never loved at all. I don't actually know if that's, you know, that's a saying that people stand by, but they do say it, so that is out there somewhere. Tennessee will have the double bye on the line in the game versus Florida. That's another interesting part of this game coming up is the winner, Tennessee-Florida, will get that double bye, will move all the way to the quarterfinals. So we know that, you know, basically what's at stake if you win. The tricky part is that everybody still has one game left. In that middle of the SEC standings area, it's a little close for comfort right now. You look at what the SEC standings look like. You look at where Tennessee lands. You got Tennessee 5.5 games back. Missouri and Ole Miss are sitting there at 6. Mississippi State's right there at 7. So certainly everybody's got a game left. You could move as high as 4, and that would be huge. But also we know that a couple things might not go your way. You could tumble down a couple more spots. I really don't think that you could ask for a bigger game with more on the line here to end the regular season.
No, you couldn't. So now that we got a few minutes here, I'm going to definitely try and squeeze Willie in. He had to wait through the last one. Willie?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
You were on the drive. What'd you say, Willie?
Hey, Bert. I talked to you about a month ago and you were in quarantine then. How come you're still in quarantine?
I've got a situation right now where my immune system is severely compromised and I've got to be real careful right now being around anybody.
I mean, did you come out of quarantine and have to go back in, or you've been in there the whole time?
I've kind of been quarantined for the last 6 weeks, so...
Damn, I hate that for you.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to get out of the house too much right now, so.
I know when I was down with it for a couple of weeks there, I know how tough that is not being around anybody. Not any fun.
No, huh? Watching a lot of TV, though. But it's all right. I get to talk to these idiots every day, so.
How about old Dubs? You want to throw a cripple woman through the table. When he ought to just cut right to the problem and throw Rick Morris through it.
It really is sad, Willie, especially considering that this is a woman who's dedicated herself her entire life in service to her fellow man. And, you know, I don't know how long she's been involved with Chicago Loyola, but, you know, is kind of a mentor and tries to be a guide for these young men, and it tells you all you need to know about Russell Smith, don't you think?
Well, I do know that the show's a whole lot better since he walked out the door today.
Well, I mean, wow. Rick's a superstar talent, and since I've shaken off the last of the effects of my, you know, earlier in the day sedation at the doctor's office, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm up and at him, ready to go. Fired up, focused, and prepared.
Well, you know, actually, we got the better coach, the better Tennessee basketball coach going tonight over there in Greenville, South Carolina. I mean, she's done Kelly Jolly's done a whole lot better job than Rick Barnes has this year. So let's shine a little light on the Lady Vols.
Tennessee, well, let's see. The Lady Vols will play tonight at 8:30 p.m. versus, like you said, in the SEC Women's Tournament.
I thought they had the late game. Do they? Are they playing at 8:30?
I'm seeing here on Tennessee's website 8:30. So that's what I got for now. Although maybe there's a potential that's Nashville time.
I do know Ole Miss upset Arkansas last night. So maybe if Arkansas would have won, maybe we were playing, the late game. Is that right? Are we playing Ole Miss tonight?
Yeah, it is Ole Miss.
Okay.
Beat them by 1 point in Knoxville.
I'm just trying to geek Barnes every chance I get. I feel so sorry for John Fulkerson. I mean,
yeah, I do too. But maybe he might be able to come back. Hey, Willie, we are up against the top of the hour. You're more than welcome to hold through the top of the hour break and finish your call on the other side, or you can wrap things up for us now. Your pick.
That's okay. I'm gonna grab a cold beer, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Hey, you Willie, too, buddy. Cheers, man. Have a good weekend yourself. Don't go anywhere. We got hour number 3 of The Drive coming up next.